what is evolving now is just well within the 5-year drought cycle in Somalia, usually due to rainfall deficit. And of course, it's also part of an overall regional situation. That's what I'm talking about, the Eastern Africa situation. sure, the global climate change is, which we are experiencing, is more or less influencing the situation as well. But I would say that what is evolving now, as I've already mentioned, is part of this 5-year cycle. And it doesn't really look very, very promising, as you have seen in the all the background notes that have been shared, or the releases and so on. I must say, even the most recent release by the Food Security and Nutritional Assessment Unit and the FUSNET, which is just from last month, indicates that harvest for July, which is after the long rains this year, will be in the region of 30 to 40% below the average of 1995 to 2020. So then it gives you an idea of what is in store for us in the coming period. As highlighted, maybe about 25% of the population is likely, or that's about 3 million likely to face acute food insecurity. Like I said, due to rainfall, successive rainfall deficits, so we have this situation whereby maybe about 5.6 million, these are all from estimates from the Food Security and Nutrition Assessment Unit assessment that have been carried out earlier this year, and another that is coming up very soon.
Now, looking at the devastation here, Kwame, COVID-19 continues to cause. How likely are the socioeconomic impacts of the pandemic to worsen the situation here?
Yeah, the pandemic hasn't been exclusive of contributing to the current situation we are experiencing. As you are aware, labor was affected. Production went down because of or slowed down in farming activities. That has not been the only thing, but you also have this desert locust infestation that more or less has been around Somalia for the last 2 or 3 years and is still around. So quite a number of, I would say, factors have contributed to this situation in which we find ourselves at the moment. But COVID surely has played a very key role as labor shrank, and therefore farming activities also shrank very much and significantly.
Now, the IFRC has gone to the extent of calling Somalia one of the riskiest places to live on Earth right now. What other catastrophes exist there that have led to you giving it this title?
Yeah, as you are aware, and everybody is aware, the country has been in over 3 decades of conflict, civil conflict, which is raging on in some parts of the country, although other parts are, I would say, relatively accessible, but not every part of the country is accessible. So you realize that partner accessibility and humanitarian access is a very key factor in trying to assist the vulnerable community. But luckily, I would say the Somali Red Crescent Society, being, I would say, a community-based organization and with a lot of community trust, they have relative access to nearly every corner of the country, and that's perhaps what has given them a very big, I would say, leverage to actually assess these vulnerable communities, mainly nomadic and also people in very, very hard to reach areas. I would say about 26% of this country is nomadic or in very rural areas, and therefore Besides the conflict, yes, I would say that, yeah, the National Society has done very well to try to assess this very, very vulnerable community. So to back to your question, conflict together with displacement, as well as natural disasters like flooding, tropical cyclones, and so on have been major causes of the situation in which we have at the moment.
Now, Kwame, what challenges are you met with then as an organization, you know, as you try to provide the population with food assistance and medical care? And what is your organization doing to address some of the many unmet needs here for ordinary Somalis?
Yeah, the National Society, as I said, because of the commendable, they have, a track record spanning over 3 decades, providing, capacity in providing critical healthcare services to most of the vulnerable communities. Both static and mobile clinics have been in operation for all these years, and particularly the emergency mobile clinic services, very, very valuable in the sense that, I mean, the health sector, as you know, in Somalia is a bit fragile, limping, not very well funded, but of course, partner support and donor support is actually trying to fill this gap. So,